the 23rd of March, Sunday morning.
Across Beds, hearts and bucks.
This is BBC Three Counties Radio.
Now, our pause for thought this week comes from Stephen Fletcher from St John the Evangelist Church in Bourne End in Hertfordshire.
Good morning, Helen. A couple of weeks ago, I went to see the musical Tonight's the Night at Aylesbury. The musical features Rod Stewart's hits, and a plot has been weaved around a seemingly random collection of the hits by Ben Elton. It's what critics snootily call a jukebox musical. And as Rod has clocked up over 60 hit records, there's plenty of material to fashion a story out of. And I'm afraid I'm old enough to remember him when he was with the Jeff Beck Group and then the Faces, before he launched himself as a solo artist. Anyway, the loose plot that Ben Elton has woven together turns out to be quite a cautionary tale. It involves a thin, nervous young wimp called Stu, who loves to sing, but is bullied and put down by his workmates working in a garage in Gasoline Alley. Get it? They take the mickey out of him mercilessly, until, that is, he cries out to the devil in his frustration. He makes a pact with the devil, who is a striking, statuesque lady in fishnet tights, and she agrees to swap his soul for the soul of Rod Stewart. Suddenly, he's living the dream, touring in sell-out concerts, all the women and drink he could want. Meanwhile, Rod's manager is complaining that Rod has changed and is now interested in early 20th century American poetry. And of course, there's a love interest, and the girl that Stu left behind in Gasoline Alley is heartbroken as she hears less and less from him, and eventually she travels across the US to find him, and when she does, she finds him surrounded by fast women and booze. And he doesn't want to know her, and she leaves broken-hearted. But then Stu sees the shallowness of the life he has chosen for himself and calls out to the devil to get him back to how he was. Amazingly, the devil agrees, and Stu returns to his boring job and is reunited with his girlfriend, and they all live happily ever after. Of course, what carries the show is hearing again all those old Rod Stewart hits, sung in new ways, and the dancing and the humour and the devil in fishnet tights. But it may be realised that there's quite a moral tale being told here. We may look at others' lives with envy and dream of having all the trappings of success, but when we're given them, so often we find that they're shallow and do not satisfy. We should work on what we have, work to build on and improve the things that we've been given. And it reminds me of a passage from the Bible, Matthew chapter 6. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to the span of your life? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. And I think that's what I shall take away from this musical, Helen. Let's be content with what we're given and make the best of it.
Our pause for thought this week from Stephen Fletcher from St John the Evangelist Church, Bourne End in Hertfordshire.
This is Helen Lee
on BBC Three Counties Radio.